Shalom aleichem, Rabbi Yisai. Good evening. We are in Chovetz Halavavos, Shara HaBitochon, Perek Dalid. If you have my edition of the Lev Tov, it's page Shin Mem Ches. We're going to move on in the Chovetz Halavavos. The Chovetz Halavavos told us that actually with mitzvahs, he considered this a dangerous discussion, but he told us that with mitzvahs, the result with mitzvahs, just like with anything else, we know that ultimately it's up to Hashem. You do your efforts if you're trying to make parnasa or whatever it is, and ultimately the result is up to Hashem. You just have to make your due efforts. It's the same with a mitzvah. It's not necessarily in your control to ensure that the mitzvah will actually happen. What Hashem does expect of us is the decision to do it and the effort. Whether it will actually happen or not, whether it will actually succeed, Hashem leaves that up to him. So now the Chovetz Halavavos moves on and says, "V'hefresh shebein avodah sabar yoshar ma'aseh ha'olam." The difference between mitzvahs and anything else, when it comes to bitachon in Hashem, meaning the Chovetz Halavavos told us that with mitzvahs as well, it isn't up to you to ensure that the mitzvah happens. Yet you can't just say, I'll leave it up to Hashem. Hashem expects of you the decision and the effort, just like with anything else. You have to make absolute efforts, everything in your power to get the mitzvah done. If then it doesn't succeed, it's because Hashem so decided. So in other words, with mitzvahs also, we're being told that you do the hishtadlus, make the effort, and then leave the result up to Hashem. So now, the difference is, he says, coming out that it's basically the same thing as anything else. You do the effort and leave the result up to Hashem. The difference is as follows. When it comes to making parnasa, Hashem does not necessarily clue you in advance that this is the ishtadlis to do and this is not the ishtadlis to do. Hashem doesn't tell you that for your parnasa, you should go into computers. Do not go into real estate. Hashem doesn't tell you that. He does not lay out for you clearly what the path to your success is. He doesn't tell you what's going to get you to a good place and what's going to get you in trouble. So first of all, right? Any profession that you choose, you don't know if it's actually going to get you to success. You also don't know which professions are going to get you in trouble. Sometimes a person chooses a path that actually just messes him up, finds himself competing with the mafia. He finds that the hishtadlus that he did, the efforts that he did, got him in trouble. Or perhaps, forget the mafia, it just ran him into debt. He opened the store in the wrong area, and instead of bringing home parnasa, he ran himself deep into debt. So you can't know in advance. Hashem does not tell you in advance, this is the ishtadlis to do, this is not. He leaves it up to you to make responsible efforts. We can't necessarily know which profession from among the different professions is going to work for us. You also don't know which profession is going to be better for your general life picture. Sometimes a person gets himself into a job which ultimately runs him down. And sometimes he gets himself a job that works very well with his lifestyle. Hashem does not lay down to you a clear road to success. You do X, Y, Z, and you will earn parnasa. No, it's more complicated than that. Hashem leaves it up to us to make responsible efforts in choosing the right hishtadlus, and we do what we can. But Hashem doesn't lay down for us a clear path. This is the hishtadlus for you to take. You should go into real estate. Doesn't work that way. And therefore, we need Hashem to help us even in terms of choosing the right thing. Meaning, like we've discussed plenty, it's not up to you to decide. We all know this. Everybody knows this. Unless you are a wealthy person who never had a rough day in your life, you know that it's not up to you to decide, now I'm going to make plenty of money. It's not up to you to decide that. Hashem decides that. What's up to you to decide is that I am going to put in conscientious efforts to make the money I need. I'm going to make conscientious efforts to try to choose the means of making the money I need. And here, as we've discussed, it's up to Hashem whether you'll make the money or not. But what he expects of you is responsible efforts. Responsible efforts involves researching, let's say, researching different professions, looking into them. What's a good idea for me to get into? Where is a good area for me to open up, etc.? All these things are an issue of responsibility. And now the Chavis Halvavis adds, also, when Adin Shenivtach, we have to trust Hashem to lead us. We need Hashem to help us get to the right parnasa, to help us choose the right parnasa. We have to daven to Hashem. Part of the responsible efforts in choosing the right profession is davening to Hashem to help you make the right decision. Right? That's what we keep saying. We keep saying that what Hashem expects of you is to make responsible efforts. Once you did that, you know that you did yours, and now whatever Hashem decides is going to be. Right? But you did your ishtadlus. And now you can sit back and say, I did mine, and now whatever happens is exactly what Hashem intended for me. But included in making the responsible ishtadlus is davening to Hashem to make you, help you make the right decisions. When you're laying down your business strategy, the responsible ishtadlus is not just working out a proper strategy. Part of the responsible ishtadlus is davening to Hashem. Help me find the right means. Help me make the right decisions. It's a very relevant bracha when we say in the morning, Atochayne ladom das, chaneinu meit chadea bina vahaska. We daven to Hashem to grant us wisdom and intelligence. We often think of that in very general terms or in ruchniyistika terms to help us in our learning. But you know what? We are making decisions throughout the day in our various areas and concerns of life. And sometimes we mess up. You make a wrong call and it messes you up. I'm not talking about something that messes you up for life. I'm talking about you bungled a good deal. You made a decision that caused you a loss. So when you say, part of the responsible ishtadlus involves davening to Hashem to help you make the right decisions, to help you think of what you need to think of, to help you come up with the right strategy. All that is a part of your ishtadlus. Tefillah is an important part of our ishtadlus. So achashen is galga alem. We make our efforts. We do our research. We think about it. We try to plan a strategy. But in addition to that, we have to daven. Part of that ishtadlus has to be to daven to Hashem. Help me choose the right thing. Help me think of the right means of making my parnasa. So it's ishtadlus. And a part of that ishtadlus has to be tefillah. And part of that is even in just figuring out the means. Meaning, ishtadlus is not just doing your job. Ishtadlus is also choosing the right job, deciding on the right profession, which involves thought, which involves decisions. The decisions that you're making toward your parnasa require intelligence. They require thought. You can make bad calls. And in order to make those decisions right, you need to daven to Hashem. Not just to daven to Hashem to help your efforts to succeed, but also daven to Hashem to guide your decisions. Here the Chofetz Chaim says, is the difference between, say, parnasa, worldly affairs, and mitzvahs. Even though with mitzvahs also, it's up to Hashem whether you'll actually get the mitzvah done. But the choices to make are 100% clear. With Hashem, with Avodas Hashem, you don't dive into Hashem. You don't consider it a matter of tefillah to help you make the right decisions. Hashem told you what to decide. You have to make the right choices. And you have to put in the right efforts. And here there's no room to say, Hashem, help me figure out what the right thing to do is. You know what the right thing to do is. There are cases where things are unclear, but I mean in a general way. You want to earn Hashem's pleasure. You want to please Hashem. You want to be in Hashem's good favor. You know exactly what you need to do. Don't say to Hashem, well, I'm leaving it up to you to inspire me to do the right thing. No. You know the choices you're supposed to make. You know the efforts you're supposed to make. They're clear. If they're not clear enough, then you have to join a halacha class. You have to go to halacha shiurim to learn halacha. You have to get yourself in touch with the Rav. But the choices that Hashem expects, the choices that are meant to get you to success when it comes to spirituality, Hashem made those clear. Hashem made it very clear what pleases him, what you need to do in order to earn his favor, what you need to do in order to perform his will. Right? And he told you, this is what I want you to choose. It's not like with professions where, you know, I have everything open and you have to daven to Hashem to help you make the right decision. Here, the right decision is up to you. Don't make this into a matter of tefillah. You can always daven to have your choices aided, right? Hashem should give you additional inspiration. But you can't place the onus, so to speak, of the decision on Hashem. Hashem granted that choice to you. You know what you should be doing. Make the right decisions. V'tzivanu livchabar, he commanded us to choose those choices that he wants us to make. He gave us the ability to do that. Yeah, he gave you the ability to make those correct choices. If I decide to say, you know what, I'm going to get up in the morning. I don't know if I'm going to keep Shabbos this Shabbos. I'm going to get up in the morning and I'll daven to Hashem to help me make the right decision, and then I'll see what happens. If I choose to be mechallel Shabbos, that means that that's the choice that Hashem chose for me. So no, if we say, I'm going to daven to Hashem to help me choose the right thing, which means that whatever I choose is what Hashem chose for me, and if we say, all right, I'm going to trust Hashem to lead me to the right thing, our bitachon there is misplaced, and such a tefillah is misguided. Hashem already fulfilled that tefillah. He gave us a Torah at Har Sinai. He gave us a Shulchan Aruch. He gave us a very clearly defined program of his expectations. He made it very clear to us what he expects us to do in order to serve him, which will lead us to success in this world and the next. Meaning, you don't need Hashem's help in figuring out what you need to do in order to get to the right place in Olam Haba. Hashem laid that all out for you. What you need to do is make the right decisions. You can daven to Hashem that your efforts should come to fruition. That we said, whether it will actually work or not, sometimes Hashem doesn't leave that up to you. But to make the right decisions and to put in the right effort, that you can daven to Hashem to help the choices, help you carry out the choices you already made. But don't say, I'm leaving it up to Hashem to inspire me to make the right choice. I am going to sit by passively and I'll see whether I kept Shabbos or not. I'll see whether I choose to handle an interaction I know that I'm in a bad mood right now, and my spouse is about to come home, and I say to Hashem, I leave it up to you to inspire me to treat my spouse like a mensch. And if, when my spouse comes in, I just lash out at him, I say, okay, Hashem, that's what Hashem decided should be. No. You can tell Hashem, Hashem, I'm going to make the effort. Please help my effort. Help me treat him like a mensch. Help me treat her like a mensch. But don't say, Hashem, I'm leaving the decision up to you. Like the pasuk says, Hashem commanded us to perform all these mitzvahs. Hashem gave us the true path to his service, to his loyalty, which is for our good forever. Okay, we are still in mid subject, but we'll stop here for tonight.